Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
And one from our question, guys. When I was stationed in Georgia, in Savannah, I got kicked out of a club for setting off fireworks on the dance floor. Georgia has a no fireworks law, so we went to South Carolina and got some fireworks. What really was the final straw was setting off a 25-shot Saturn missile on the dance floor. That from Clarence in Marysville.
Yeah, I like that. Well, Georgia has that no fireworks rule, like specifically in crowded indoor places.
Yeah, most of the time they don't allow you to fire them off anywhere indoors. Birthday, gentlemen, I was hoping to ask for a birthday shout-out since no one remembered to tell you guys. It's my 24th birthday.
All right.
I was hoping some advice from Coach Ted could give me. Maybe a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans telling me what's going to happen to this electrician's apprentice on his 24th birthday. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Josh the Sparky.
Too early to get a fish sandwich.
All right, 24. That's still going to be a hell of a weekend for you. I assume you're going out then. If you're apprenticing for an electrician, you probably got to be to work tomorrow at a certain day. Go out tonight, have some fun. But this weekend, put in a couple pace cars. Main thing is, just make sure you're going to need a Gatorade, maybe some bananas. Have something ready for you at home when you get home.
Yeah, you say you're an apprentice electrician. Then I would simply say, for your birthday on this day, make sure you plug an outlet.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you should use a personal pen light.
Yeah. Everything's an input.
See if she's charged.
Yeah.
For Charles, today's my amazing husband, Jeremy's 37th birthday. He works so hard, and he still comes home and finds time to laugh with me. Yeah. He also sent you guys the sampler of High on Fire hot sauces that you guys tried last year from Vancouver, Washington. That was a great segment to listen to. So how about I cut that bitch off, a Suck It Up cupcake, and you guys talking all over each other about Star Wars, Ted's favorite, and maybe beer. Thank you guys for all you do. You've gotten us through some many tough days, especially during the heart of COVID. And we love you guys. If you're ever in Vancouver, please visit my hubby at Lewitt Brewing. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Rachel.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
Star Wars.
Well, I don't know about Star Wars, man.
The only reason I'm Disney Plus is not to watch all the
shows on Disney shows. I'm excited for the, I can't remember the name of it. Coming up is something, I believe, whatever the name is. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Guys, can I get a happy birthday to my OG friend Dan, great father, grandpa, and friend. Thank you for being so awesome of a human. How about a big old bong rip? A what the F is that? And a penis is too small for him. Thanks, Pajolas. That from Alex.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Available at the following locations. Thank you so much for sending in the pics and the locations. If you find the beer, send those to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And away we go. Total Wine and More in Inner Bay. They have the Men's Room IPA for everyone. That from Andrew. Appreciate that, Andrew. Guys, just found the Men's Room IPA at the Rays in Yakima, Washington. The Rays asset. Can't wait to try it. That from Nick. Found at Stimpy's Sports Bar and Grill in Kent. Waiting for my sample right now. Thanks, guys. That from Heather.
Way to go, Stimpy.
Stimpy Sports Bar. Ken, Ted, no.
Man, I don't know if I know that one.
I don't know if I do either. Let's see. Men's Room IPA found Ola Guys on tap at the Old Inn in Snohomish. That's from Andy Ted's Brody friend.
Oh, yeah. Andy texted me that last week. Is it the Old Inn?
Old Inn in Snohomish,
or the old, yeah.
Okay.
And then somebody else sent a picture of it on Facebook, too. Go tell Andy I said what's up.
Yeah. Guys found it at the Safeway in Belfair. That from Batman. It looks like he broke his elbow. I don't know what he did there. Guys on a draft at Toscano's Italian Kitchen in Monroe, Washington. Yeah, yeah. Find it on draft.
Get yourself an IPA.
I thought that was going to be the Batman we know.
I know. That's what I thought at first.
Guys, I'm sure it's been mentioned by now, but this is here at the Bothell QFC on 228th and Everett Highway. That is quite the display. It is also available just up the hill from there at the recently reopened Sid's Handy Mart. Also on 228. Sid, what are you doing to the customers?
All right.
The Handy Mart. Awesome beer.
Open it back up. We need it.
Absolutely love it. Keep up the amazing work you guys do every day. That from the HVACing mechanic. What else do we got here? A couple extra emails. Moving on from the beer. The subject is Ted and the Gentleman.
Ted and the Gentleman. Okay.
From TV Time with Ted.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Ted,
do I have a new partner in crime, and he's called The Gentleman?
Yes, that's a great show. I'm only on the third one. By the way, also your jokes on TV Time get better and better. You should put together a 30-minute set of comedy for a men's room event. That from Mike, great-grandnephew of William. That's how you know it's true. William Wallace.
Well, thanks for the compliment. 30 minutes is a long time.
Yes, it is.
I've done 10. I'm 30 minutes. Gracious. Also, and The Gentleman, I will remind everybody, this came up Saturday. As you get later in that season, they run into some travelers.
Travelers,
Travelers. I got yelled at Saturday night by somebody. I forgot where her mother was from.
Oh.
Okay. Travelers. And one more email. This is an entertaining one.
Sarah. Yeah, and I was like, no, we have a rule. And everybody's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, it's not a joke.
This says the men's room fart along is the subject. And it says, fly the friendly skies, bitches. It is D.B. Cooper again. I had to share the story since the men's room played a big part in it.
Uh-oh.
I drive trucks for a postal service delivering bulk mail in and around Seattle. One day not too long ago, I took the Seneca off-ramp on I-5, headed to 3rd Avenue in downtown. At the end of the off-ramp is a stoplight that turned red as I pulled up. I had my window down, radio up, since I just got off the freeway. The men's room was reading birthday emails, and someone requested this long, juicy fart clip. As you started the clip, I looked out of my driver's side window and saw a homeless man holding a stuffed animal and a sign. When he made eye contact and I started contorting my face like I was the one letting loose, he just looked horrified. When it was done, he yelled, "Dude!" And he turned around and walked away, looking over his shoulder at me once again with a somewhat disgusted look on his face. Thanks, guys. That gave me a good laugh. Hugs and kisses. That from D.B. Cooper.
Yeah. Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And let's just get to it. As I say, this happened over in England, but the mistake of a law clerk accidentally choosing the wrong file from a drop-down menu on an online portal led to a divorce of the wrong couple. Now, a senior judge recently refused to overturn the divorce of a couple that had been accidentally chosen from the drop-down menu. All right. So the couple, referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Williams by the court, they've been married for 21 years. Until 2023, they separated. Now, the couple was still in the process of arranging financial agreements for their separation when the law clerk accidentally selected them for a final divorce order on an online portal. So that saw them legally divorced in just 21 minutes. Now, all the attempts to have the error overturned by the judge, they were denied. Because, as the judge says, the public trust in a truly final divorce order was more important. Which makes no sense, because they didn't want the divorce. He says, quote, There's a strong public policy interest in respecting the certainty and finality that flows from a final divorce order and maintaining that status quo that it is established. Now, on the other hand, the lawyers, they explained basically that the lawyer of the firm used an online portal to mistakenly apply for the final order for a couple that was not actually ready to divorce. They still had financial details to sort out, but as soon as the final order was solicited, the divorce was official. 21 minutes. Now, the lawyers realized the mistake 2 days after it occurred, but when it asked the high court to rescind the final divorce order, the request was denied. The firm insisted the employee had accidentally selected the couple's file with a simple click. But the judge said, well, in reality, one has to go through multiple screens on the portal to be granted a final order. Quote, like many similar online processes, an operator may only get the one final screen to do the final click of the mouse is made after traveling through a series of earlier screens. Anyway, one of the representatives there described the judge's decision as bad, arguing that it allowed a computer to say, no, you're divorced. So think about this. To protect the integrity of the system, the judge will not reverse a divorce that no one wanted, meaning the integrity of the system has already been blown up. I don't get it. That's such a weird thing to me. We continue. Now we go to Texas, where for decades, Dr. Steve Benin Jr., he was a transplant surgeon. He gained accolades and national prominence for his work, including helping to enforce professional standards in the sprawling organ transplant system. That's the joke, because officials are now investigating allegations that, well, Benyon was secretly manipulating a government database to make some of his own patients ineligible to receive new livers, potentially depriving them of life-saving care. So the medical center where he works in Houston, he oversaw both the liver and kidney transplant programs, but they abruptly shut it down, those programs, in the last week while looking into these allegations. Now, the medical center said that a doctor in its liver transplant program had admitted to changing patient records. That effectively denied the transplants. Officials identified that person as Benyon. So they released a statement defending him as, quote, an exceptionally talented and caring physician and a pioneer in abdominal organ transplantation. The statement said that the survival rates of his patients who received transplants were among the best in the nation. So if he did operate on you, this was the doctor you wanted. However, in recent years, a disproportionate number of his patients have died while waiting for a liver. Last year, 14 patients were taken off the center's waiting list because they either died or became too sick. And its mortality rate for people waiting for a transplant, higher than expected. So far this year, 5 patients have died or become too sick to receive a liver transplant. But officials began investigating after being alerted by a complaint. So an analysis found that the hospital was calling irregularities in how patients were classified on the waiting list for liver transplants. So when doctors place a patient on the list, they must identify the types of donors that they would consider, including a person's age and weight, right? That makes sense. Well, hospital officials said they found patients have been listed as accepting only donors with ages and weights that were impossible. For instance, one of the transplants, he needed the liver of a 300-pound toddler. That's what he put it. So no one's going to get that. So if the list was tampered with, patients would not be aware of the changes in their status. So the hospital said in a statement it did not know how many patients were affected by the changes. Anyway, at the time of the shutdown of its programs, the hospital had 38 patients on its liver transplant waiting list, 346 patients on the kidney list. And they're now contacting those patients to help them find new providers.
Okay,
that's a little effed up. And then finally, a former University of Iowa hospital employee, he admitted to stealing another man's identity and using it for the last 35 years. It gets worse. So on April 1st, 58-year-old Matthew David Cairns, he pleaded guilty to federal charges that he had stolen another man's identity and used it for the last 35 years. Now, at the time of his arrest, he was working at the University of Iowa hospital under the name of William Donald Woods. That's an alias that he adopted back in 1988 after working with the real Woods at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, it's unclear how he was able to use Woods' identity in every aspect of his life, but court documents revealed that in 1990, he was able to get a Colorado identification card with Woods' name and birthday. And then the next year, he bought a car in Woods' name. He even wrote 2 checks that eventually bounced. Now, after driving the stolen car to Idaho, Cairns abandoned it and used all of his money from the Colorado bank using an ATM to leave the state. So an arrest was issued for Woods for the car theft, but court documents don't show whether it was actually enforced. Now, Kieran's went on with his adopted life, even married a woman in 1994. He even fathered a child whose last name is Woods, which again is the ID he stole. In 2012, this same guy took his identity theft to a whole new level, managing to illegally acquire a copy of Woods' birth certificate from the state of Kentucky and then using the information he found about Woods' family on Ancestry.com. A year later, he moved to eastern Wisconsin, started working in the IT department at the University of Iowa. Between 2016 and 2022, he took out several vehicle and personal loans in Woods' name, totaling $200,000. Meanwhile, the real William Donald Woods, he was a homeless man living in Los Angeles. He recently noticed that someone had accumulated significant debt using his credit card, but when he tried explaining it to his bank, a bank employee asked Woods a series of security questions that he was unable to answer because he's not the one that set up the account. Right. So Woods gave her his real Social Security card and an identity card that matched the one on file, but since the other guy's phone number was the one connected to all the accounts now, he had to set up the security questions, and when he was called by the bank, he answered them correctly. So the bank says, well, we have a different number. So they called the number of the guy that stole his ID. Well, he knows all the security questions. So as per the bank's protocol, after confirming the Karens was the real Woods, the bank employee called the police, and they contacted both of the Woodses. Now, the fake one sent to LAPD a copy of Woods' Social Security card and birth certificate, as well as a Wisconsin driver's license. And considering that the real William Woods was homeless at the time, police sided with the thief and arrested this guy for identity theft. Worse, after he was arrested and charged with identity theft and false imprisonment, he kept insisting that he's actually William frickin' Donald Woods. Well, at this point, the judge, they said he's not mentally competent to stay in trial. They sent him to a mental hospital in California. Because he's like, dude, I'm telling you. There was a... He was given psychotropic medication and other mental health treatments. About 2 years later, he's finally released, and he pleaded no contest to the charge of identity theft. I mean, he accepted the conviction, but he's not admitting guilt. So he's sentenced to 2 years in jail again because someone else took his freaking ID. Well, by this point, Woods had become convinced that someone was using his identity. He couldn't just give it up as the judge had ordered him to. So instead, he started reaching out to multiple law enforcement agencies. Finally, they tracked this guy down. They finally did a DNA test and it proved that this guy, Kearns, for the last 35 years, had stolen his ID. Meanwhile, this guy, Woods, still down on his luck, but he at least got his ID. 35 years, a mental institution, all this crap, because you're telling the truth. So again, we have... We have the judge that will not reverse the divorce that was granted to a couple that was not trying to get divorced. We have the doctor who's putting some of his patients on the transplant waiting list, but asking for ridiculous, basically, criteria for them to meet. And these people are dying or getting too sick to get the transplant. And finally, this guy ends up putting another dude in a mental institution for stealing his ID for 35 years.
I think it's the judge in England on my end, Ted. He sucks the least.
Why?
Because the other person, the doctor, ended up with patients that were dying.
Yeah.
Patients that couldn't get a transplant. And the other guy ended up in jail based on the fact that someone stole his identity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. At the end of the day, they got divorced even though they didn't want to. But that's not death.
You can still be together if you want.
Yeah, and the other guy had to do jail time.
Right.
Which almost seems crazy they didn't just do a DNA test on him beforehand.
They just thought he was crazy. He's homeless. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, he's making this crap up.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In a couple of minutes, we'll drink a toast with the Chow of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg with some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, Mike, yeah. Thank you, Miles. Doctors are claiming that it's healthier for men to sit down to pee.
Okay.
I mean...
When I'm super drunk, I will, but generally just stand, aim, fire.
It had to do with the fact that your prostate begins to swell the older that you get, and for whatever reason, sitting down takes pressure off the bladder or something like that.
Sometimes just sound.
sound and also a mess.
It's just
too.
So loud. Like sometimes in the morning when you're getting that first one out, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I should just sit down.
Can't hear myself think.
And also the splash in there, it hits everything. You get the little tiny little trinkets that go all over the place. Like, nah, just sit down, dude. You're all good. Pepsi is recalling a zero sugar product.
Because?
It's chock full of sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's loaded with sugar, dude.
Man, can you imagine being that poor bastard drinking that and being like, this is so good. They've done it this time.
I think the problem was actually ended up mislabeling a different product.
Gotcha.
So it's not that it always has had that, but I think they put the wrong labels on the wrong batch. So they're like, look, it's not so much that we care, but like if you are diabetic or something.
Right.
And you're trying to avoid sugar.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that was their position. Like, look, man, we're not saying Pepsi Zero Sugar, whatever it's called.
Dude, this batch is bomb.
Right.
I've been thinking about somebody just trying, you know, to be like, you know what? I'm just having a zero calorie soda. It's like, God, man, they have outdone themselves.
It tastes like regular Pepsi.
Right? Like, this is so legit.
Right.
Reclining airline seats may be going away.
Good.
Okay. Right.
It didn't do enough anyway, and all it did was piss off the guy behind you.
That's literally the only thing that happens.
You know, and I will say that there's some amount of relief when you get back, just that little extra bit. So I will say, build them with a little bit of recline to them, because the thing is,
after
you take off, the most uncomfortable time that you have in that seat is when you're starting out. Because those things are all the way up here, but then when you take off, you kind of always are in a little bit of a mini recline. So, just lean them back a little
bit. Why do you have to put the seats up at takeoff and landing? I'm sure it's some safety thing, but like, what is the inherent danger?
I think the jostling of the plane as it's taking off, I think, could damage the seat, depending on...
It's the seat.
I think so. Okay, Don't quote me on any of this.
I'm trying to logic it out.
You know, same thing with the tray table. You got that thing sitting there, and I've seen a busted tray table before, but especially if you're leaning down on it and, you know, watching something like that, and that thing's jostling like crazy,
The tray table. Like, okay, that's fair, but the seat, it doesn't matter because I never recline anyway, right. But I'm always like, it's... Because they're so strict about it.
It's all about control.
Hey, man,
well, also, like, the airlines, it's just brutal, right? Like, they've made the seats smaller. People have gotten bigger. So that's like, just stop doing it with the reclining, because, like, you got everybody squeezed in. Like, it just starts a fight between customers. But, again, this is another one of those things where people will go, it's my right to recline.
Yes,
and we'll argue
is.
With each other instead of being mad at the airline industry.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, like, right, just take the option out.
You got rid of the ashtrays for the same, right? I already know I can't smoke, but you did me the solid of we're just going to remove it and replace it with a USB port.
Right. But you know what? That's just something that's changing. And in fact, there's a lot of things that are changing. In fact, even financially speaking, there are things that are changing. There are things that you used to just be able to take for free that you can't anymore.
Like, great.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
things that used to be free. But now people have to pay for them. Sex. But it never really was. It was going to cost you no matter what. Dinner. Drinks. Flowers. Time. A couple of 2-carat diamond rings. Pocket change. Then your friends. Half your 401k. 2 pairs of perfectly broken-in cowboy boots you had for 2 decades prior to meeting and cohabitating with this delightful creature. And your dog. I understand why John Wick is so pissed off.
That's just mean. So these are things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. At the bottom of the list, they say museums, art galleries, and national parks.
I don't recall them ever being free. Outside of D.C., give you an idea. So most of the national things in D.C. are absolutely free. There's one you pay for, maybe the Spy Museum. I don't know, whatever. But you go to the Smithsonian. And I mean, these are like the finest museums in this country.
Yeah, the Spy Museum, I'm not positive, is part of the Smithsonian.
Okay. But they're free. But the zoo is also free. So that's where my wife spent most of her time. And we moved to Seattle. We went to Woodland Park Zoo. She almost lost her mind.
Like, what do you mean you have to pay?
Yeah, she was like, are they kidding us? I said, man, you went to the National Zoo. Like, right. Every other zoo on this planet, you got to pay.
Aquariums,
you went to the one that's right. Free, but otherwise, I'm like...
I didn't know until I was 21. Moved to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Go to the aquarium?
No. Oh. I mean, the aquarium you always had to pay for, but, like, somebody's like, we should go to the zoo, and
Same thing. Somebody's like, how much does it cost? And it's like, what the F are you talking about? They're zoos. They're free.
DC folks got it. Well, they don't have a good, but they got a lot of free. You've got that good, right?
No, it was just already taken out because that's taxpayer funds.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
yeah,
you've
already
free.
Paid. I mean, in one way, we paid for it.
That's what I tell anybody. If I meet somebody in person and they go, hey, Ted, you're from the DC area, which I always go, go take advantage. It's free,
absolutely.
But you've already paid for it with your tax money. Go,
it's
kind of
like,
see them.
You know, when you go to a stadium, they don't even charge us to walk in anymore because we all paid for it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it's time you see the Hawks, you want to check out the Mariners, man, mm-hmm. No. I paid for this. Just
After the taxpayer money went to pay for it, they went, we're going to keep that money and keep taxing you, and we'll allocate it somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, the deal was that the stadium is done and paid for, mm-hmm. then we're done paying that tax. They went, we really like that tax money.
Yep.
We'll do what we want with it. You keep paying it. Like, well, I didn't agree to that.
You didn't have to.
Yeah. They like to start taxes. Don't quite like taking them off. We talked about the airline industry, but free meals on planes.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
At one point, you had two options.
They just brought it to you.
Right.
What did I read?
You also bought a ticket, and that was included in the price of the ticket. It wasn't free. I mean, you paid for it.
Right,
you bought
sure.
the ticket.
But it's kind of like one of the airline catering companies is going on strike, or airport catering company.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what, I can't get pretzels and those cookies?
Exactly.
What are you catering on the flight, brother? I mean, I'm just thinking like, okay.
Now, I will say, man, having done a lot of, you know, earlier morning flights, I do like having those little Biscoffs in my coffee.
The Biscoffs are the jam.
Dude, they are
Biscoffs
bomb.
Are just great in general.
They are. And you know what? I could probably go somewhere and just get a rack of them and just take them with me on my flight.
I mean, look,
got it. There's something
where can we get
Biscoffs?
My daughter loves. Anytime we get
them,
on a
dude.
Flight.
I think you can buy them in any grocery. You just got to look. Like, you got to go to the cookie aisle, but you got to look for like this specific one.
Yeah. I had to get her Biscoff by request on her flight back to Seattle in 2 weeks ago when I came back from vacation, and coming around, seeing if you want anything to eat, drink. And my daughter's like, Dad, ask her if she has Biscoff. I'm like, let me get
my order. Biscoff,
please.
Man.
I was like, can you please just get her cookies? And sure enough, they were Biscoff. I'm like, my God, she's like addicted to those things.
Oh, great. And there's a lot of things that make me feel old, you know, you get to mid-40s. It is crazy. The first flight I ever took, I remember, it was an early morning flight with my brother and my dad to Florida to watch college football. We got free breakfast, Mike.
Oh, nice.
Right now, I'm sitting here thinking about, like, Jesus Christ, I am old.
Yeah.
We got a meal.
For free.
Right.
A deck of cards. Did you get a deck of cards?
I don't remember.
They used to, if you got on a flight.
But it was like a two-hour flight, and you still got a meal.
And there was a magazine sitting in the pouch in front of you.
Yeah. That's the one that drives me wild. Because I don't prepare for my flights enough. Just give me the free magazine.
Right?
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Or Sky Mall. I'm not going to buy into that crap. But let me fantasize and do something.
Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Bill fees. Paying bills used to be painful, but with additional fees, it's unbearable. Why in the world do I have to pay you?
I know it's ridiculous.
Like, and how's there a convenience fee? You won't take cash.
That's not convenient to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, I'm paying the bill. Look, I understand I use this much energy or I purchase this thing, whatever. And I'm agreeing, to our agreement. I will give you this money for what I have used in my home. It's like, yeah, we're going to charge you a little extra.
Right.
For convenience. Well, it's going to a computer.
Right.
And it's annoying. Nobody's doing anything. It just goes directly into your account. Come on, man.
Exactly.
And convenience
look,
fee.
I understand that maybe there's some sort of software that you were paying for the license for any given year, and I get
that.
But
that's a decision you made as a company.
Correct.
We didn't make that decision.
And that is a small doggone chunk out of what you're taking out of everybody. And you know, when's the last time you bought concert tickets? And then all of a sudden that ticket that has a face value skyrockets because of, you know, convenience service fees. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't even get a paper ticket.
Hey.
I can't even keep, like, a ticket stub.
Try many. ATM surcharges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another ridiculous one. Like, my money's in the account. Right. You guys collect the interest off of it. I understand that. You're investing it in play. All that's fine.
Right.
Why are you charging me to get my own
money?
There's
also certain banks that won't let you walk in more than twice a month.
Yeah.
Big
and then they start charging you for your transactions.
Why?
Say you have a cash business, right?
Right.
And you want to go in there, and every night you
deposit
want to
your cash.
Deposit your cash
weed
in the
business,
morning, whatever,
sure.
whatever it is. On a personal checking account, if you go in there more than twice a month, they start charging you for the transactions, the teller fees.
That's what you pay your tellers for. Right.
This building used to be named after that bank.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Even though it's owned by an Italian, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
small note, but yeah.
Not a lot of
That's
people.
An ironic name for something on
not
it.
Not a lot of people that have started accounts with them that don't have them anymore.
I'm one of them, man. I mean, it took me like 7 months. You got to be kidding me.
Right.
You guys are the worst.
I just say we are named after an Italian guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, American.
All right. Yeah, true enough. Yeah. Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Good call.
Is that your connection? Oh, I'm going to go with Vespucci. That's all.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, first of all, I like his name. Yeah. Also, like, it is kind of funny. He got credit.
Yeah, that's true.
They went to TV channels. Used to be free. Used to be able that you could just, you know, whether it was hooking up the satellite, which I believe you still can do for free as long as you pay for the satellite, you can get those channels for free. However, can't just get the, you know, your regular broadcast channels for free anymore.
I also wish you could just plug in your TV and it goes. We had to get a new TV recently. So our little one just took a complete S on Friday night. Whatever. Anyway, we got a new TV. We plug it in. You hook up all your stuff. It's like another 20 minutes of just crap it's asking you. Like, oh, my God,
to
man.
The Wi-Fi.
I will say, even if you're not a huge TV person, you sit down on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon like, all right, we'll take some time. And then the TV doesn't work. That's infuriating.
Yeah, that was our Friday night. Me and wife sit down. We got something to eat, something to drink, feed up, turn on the TV. I'm like, you're effing kidding me.
Right. Couldn't have happened on like a Tuesday night when I didn't give a damn. Things that used to be free, but now people have to pay for them. Shopping bags go on there. Yeah. Yep. Now we're getting tacked with those 8 cent shopping bags every doggone time. And I also love, I have a handful of reusable bags. You think I would remember to take them into the doggone store from time to time? Hell no. Of course not.
I know.
Feel stupid every time you do,
too.
I
feel like a moron. And I do, I just never remember. And then everybody's like,
your trunk.
That's what everybody says. They stay in my trunk. That's when I put my groceries in my trunk, I go, God damn it.
There they are.
There they be.
I don't know why. It's just, as soon as I park, it's like my mind goes blank. And it's just like, all right, get my cart, do this, right. Do that.
The number of times that we've been going to the checkout lane and I have just angrily shouted at my wife, no, just start checking out. I'm going to go get the doggone bags.
Yeah, I know. It's not that hard. I don't know why. I just blank on it.
Yeah, no. You just don't think about it. Airplane luggage. Up until the mid-2000s, airplane luggage was free as long as it didn't exceed the specified weight. No, you're totally, you know, flying across the country just planning to do, you know, fly right back. You don't need luggage.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And remember, the airline, and we called BS as soon as they said it. It was, since gas prices always go up and down, this was one of the spikes. So the airlines basically all just said, to cover the fuel cost. And it was spiking worse than it is now, I believe, at the time. That's why we're doing this bag charge.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. But I remember the quote, the part that pissed me off, and they go, you know, when the fuel prices drop, you know, that'll go away. And I remember looking at my wife, and I said, there's zero chance of that happening.
Right.
That you, like, just say, hey, you we're going to start charging you for your bags. We're not, we know you're going to keep it.
They hit phenomenal lows during COVID. You see those baggage charges go away?
No.
Hell no.
I'm saying, right.
Hell no.
It's just part of the thing now.
Jackasses. Condiments and dipping sauces. Remember when you could just get a doggone dipping sauce?
A quarter, I believe, now. Or 50 cents, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out to eat, it's going to be sometimes a dollar.
It's ridiculous. Really? Are we paying this extra? Like Taco Bell, thank God that you guys are still here.
Yeah, they're still cool about it. Like, sure, man.
Right. Well, we will fill your doggone glove
you
box.
Don't fact, need fact, more you, than we you gave pull you.
Up a because I do it a lot. When you pull up to a Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm not kidding you, man. Because they put so much sauce, you just throw it in the bag.
Yeah.
You will inevitably always pop a hot sauce packet with your tire, and you hear it go poof. And then, like,
you got
by the time you get when
your
you're going to, you like look at like my entire tire is covered in
hot sauce. Yeah.
Now they're for real Firestones.
There you go.
I mean, I remember my brother and I when we were kids. Like, if we went to a fast food place, we would go to Wendy's or a place called Roy Rogers because they had ketchup you could dispense yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And
out.
Right, I'm still a teenager, so it's like my life is ketchup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Need as much ketchup. That is weird. As an adult, you use so much less ketchup.
You do.
And I still
it's just too sweet.
Yeah, and I still, don't get me wrong, I still like ketchup with my fries, but like, I don't know, you're just very specific about it. But like, I mean, that was why, one of the reasons we went to Wendy's, so we could fill up all those little cups of free ketchup.
Yep. But then the number one thing that used to be free, but now people have to pay for it. You guys remember the days of free drink refills?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Started disappearing in the early 2010s, and it's hard to grasp that not that long ago, coffee or soda refills were free of charge. It's still possible to get free refills, but you do have to have an app or get the brand's refillable mugs. This means that these free refills are not free.
They
at
just
all.
Charge you somewhere else.
Exactly.
That is kind of wild. I always thought that was just a standard thing in a restaurant, especially like with sodas.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
There's no standard anymore.
Oh, the worst is when somebody, like, you ever been in a bar and just get a club soda?
No.
Or a seltzer water, they charge you. It's like,
Really?
Really?
Hey, wouldn't you help people who are a little more sober?
Right. Like, I feel bad if, you know, for whatever reason, if I'm not drinking that night or if I do need to sober up and all I do get is a club soda. And then I will still throw a tip out on the table.
Sure.
I will still ask, like, do I owe you anything? And then I'll throw a big tip on the table because I'm taking up a bar stool and you guys aren't making a dime on it.
Correct.
I'm going to tip
you. Which is fair.
Right.
Especially if you're with a group of people and you're going to sit there for a while. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that should be easy.
Yeah, I agree.
A student in Ohio has been banned from going to her prom, and you'll never believe why.
I will believe why, but you'll tell me at 5:50?
That's correct, Miles.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.